Well, hey, everybody. Welcome to the Crucible Podcast. This is James Damian. This is my first time creating an episode here. I'm so excited to be able to do this. And you'll be hearing from me a lot more in the future. But I'm here with one of my Crucible heroes and so excited to talk to you. This is Byron Myers. Byron, go ahead and say hi, man.
Hey, glad to be here, James.
And so you're on staff with Crucible. Is that correct?
Correct. Yep. Men's ministry leader.
Awesome. And how long has that been?
3 years as men's ministry leader. I was leadership development. I took care of leadership development through contract since 2017.
Man, oh, that's awesome. Well, again, thank you for being doing this talk with me. And as we jump in, my thought is kind of going towards a new initiated man. So let's just take any initiated man that's in a brand new area that doesn't have a community, and they're thinking about starting a community in their area. I remember being that guy for Wyoming, I went in 2017, and then the next year we had four guys that I had talked to about going, and so now that makes five altogether. And we're thinking, man, we want a community. And what would you say to that guy on just encouraging that person and what to do next?
Yeah, several things come to mind. One, get in a group yourself. Get in a group. As tired as we are doing video conferencing, I can imagine, there are Zoom groups available. There are video conference groups available. And get into group and start getting a feel for the follow-up that it takes to really put what they started on a retreat into the muscles. Hmm. That'd be number one. Get into a group and get connected. Secondly, we have, and we tell them briefly on Sunday, we have this available, but man, they're drinking from a fire hose on Sunday.
Yeah.
That's a difficult process to move from. I've been deeply immersed in this. Now I need to think logically and practically, and so it's really difficult. But we have what's called an exploration group. And any Redwood can lead this exploration group. We have material for them. They would reach out to our operations director, Brittany Duke, and sign an NDA because we can't share the material in terms of printed, but we have a whole curriculum and instructions for them to follow. It can be as structured as we're going to do this for 13 weeks, everybody commits and follow that structure. Or it could be more casual. Mm. We may meet around a fire pit every other week, and they just put their toe in the water into some area. And this is for men who have not gone on a retreat. And it recruits men, right? There's this chance that men will go, but whether they go or they don't, we've done what we really would like to do, and that's help men be better, their better version of themselves, the man God made them to be. We'd love for every man to go on a retreat, but they won't all.
Yeah.
But can we make a difference in our world? So the exploration group is another. Obviously, like you did, recruit men to go. Recruit friends to go on a retreat. You had four. It mm-hmm. took a little while before you built a community big enough that we went up there and did a weekend in Wyoming, with all 12 people and all the antelope. So, but it's just slow. They would love to bring somebody in and say, when can I have a retreat here in my world? But we need a critical mass, and it's a slow build. And get into the work. Go back and staff. yourself. See how it works from behind the scenes. Those are various things they can do. They can always reach out to me. I have some material that I hand men when they say, I want to develop a community, and we give them material that here's a good way to start developing a community and how to lead a regional team and things like that too.
Oh, that's great. I love that you said that. It is slow. I know. But the funny thing was, is that even with four of us, and yeah, you said my friends and a lot of these people I didn't like that I was inviting. I just look at people that were messed up like me. And no, I'm kidding. But it was neat just sitting there. Even with five of us, we were a community. And so sometimes I think we can try and grow so fast, and that's not how it's meant to be. You can get messed up in a lot of rat's nests if you do that, you know?
Absolutely.
And I think there's the word you used about being a leader. Stepping into that, you're automatically a leader, but a lot of people don't feel like a leader. A lot of people are just scared of that word. What would you say to someone that was feeling that but found themselves with four or five people, even six people, that are just wanting more in their community and there's not anything yet?
Yeah, absolutely. A couple of things come to mind for me. One, Roy Wooten has said this, but it's so true. They've gone on a retreat, so now they are crucible to the people around them. It's just, they represent crucible in whatever fashion. So that it's just the way our world works. We project when we see things like that. And so that man is crucible. So he's already in somewhat of a leader role.
Yeah.
Now, he may be, I've never led a group. I haven't done anything like this. Well, that's fine. Just gather. And a leader may rise out of your ranks once they've gone on a retreat. One of the things Crucible's done for me has taught me so much about leadership. Mm. I was tapped on the shoulder young, like many of us were. You know, you'll be a great leader someday. And it's like, how do I get there? And so I muddled through. I used some of my skill, my natural abilities to lead. I didn't lead well. I led, but may have led people off a cliff. And so Crucible helped me hone into what leadership can look like.
Hmm.
And one of the things I notice is a persona of leadership.
Okay.
There are many a man who sees a leader and goes, wow, that guy is a great leader. And then they mimic rather than model.
Ooh, that's good.
And so that becomes difficult because it's not real. And they're wondering why they're frustrated. And as they push and continue to try to do these things, it's not working out. So the advice to that man who says, okay, I'm the face of Crucible. Oh, wow, that's a burden. And I want something here, but I don't lead, not out front. Okay, great. Be you. Be you and connect with people who can help you. And lead that way. And you don't always have to be the guy with the Crucible flag running ahead.
Yeah.
And say, follow me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes that's a burden that we put on ourselves that no one asks us to carry, isn't it? And
we start
running before we're ready.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, I appreciate that. That's good. So, don't be a mimic. Don't be mimicking others. Be your own leader. Thank you for that. That's gold right there. So we have this really neat opportunity out here in Wyoming where my wife is the women's regional leader and I'm the men's regional leader. And man, that's been incredible. That's been, yes, an eye-opener for her and I both. Mm-hmm. But it's been neat to be able to see this development in a community where we get to do things. And I gotta do a shout-out to Dallin from Colorado. They've been a support for us the whole way. That whole team, They lent us their trailer on our first weekend 3 years ago, and now we have our own trailer. And he showed us, you know, some ways we could put it together, and it was just so much friendship, as well as just someone to come alongside us and help us get the ball moving. And that's something that I think could be a good step too, is to get with whatever that community next to you is. Learn from that leader, learn from that community. I know it helped us a lot.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So that is one of the things that that I didn't mention in terms of starting a community. Where did you go? And can you tap into some mentorship there? Secondly, who's the nearest? Who's the nearest major market? We consider Colorado, Texas, Chicago area, and Connecticut, East Coast, are majors. But we've asked regional leaders to mentor other communities. And so, who did you go with? Now, say you're in, I don't know, Montana, but you went to Connecticut. That's not quite going to be your mentoring community. Those guys will help you, but they're going to point you to somebody closer, like Wyoming, right, or right. Colorado. Right. So, recognize the two, and where would you go?
Yeah, absolutely. And if I could think of one thing that really helped me, it was that there was no one concrete way to make that next step. You told me, John Casey told me, many of the leaders told me, just start doing something, you know, mm-hmm. Not exactly what to do, but in a way there was something redeemed by fighting for it. There was something redeemed by just stepping into that role, not knowing what to do exactly, but knowing that I had support and knowing that I wasn't alone. And that's something that I would say, you're not alone. There's so many Redwoods out there that want to support you in this and help Absolutely. You become that leader.
Absolutely. And you were still in some of the pioneering days. We didn't have the structure and the support we have now. You were doing the Seth Godin, just do something.
Yeah.
Right? And that's true. A man can just start getting out there and doing something. But we do have material we can put in his hands now.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we're still growing that. It just continues to grow, because the organization has moved quite a ways from where it was even 5 years ago to some of the implementation of our strategic plan to where we are now, and we still have more future ideas.
Absolutely.
Oh, who'd have ever thought we had podcasts?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And it's so needed. It's so necessary, you know? Mm-hmm. So whether you're running, you know, around a lake right now, whether you're just sitting in your car turning it on, you know, you get to hear from Byron Myers, the voice of leadership today. And that's exciting for me. So, I really think so. I'm brilliant too. I'll just say that. I know I am too. But just being able to sit and talk with you, Byron, is awesome. And we have a couple more minutes here. And so as we're thinking about leadership and what would you say to the person that just feels like they've been spinning their wheels, they've been going for a while, but they feel like they're in a rut or in their stuck? What would you say to that?
Well, stay involved with a group of men. That's one. If they feel like they're in a rut, make sure that you're staying connected. And it's easy. Sometimes we get out of habit of meeting with people, and it's just easy to go, I can take care of this on my own. And I've seen men circle in and out of groups, and when they come back in, go, why haven't I been doing this? We've got to do life together. COVID hurt us for that, and we've gotten used to our smaller circles, I believe. But I'm finding that true. I moved from a world of education where I was around people all the time to working in my home office, and I forgot how much I need people. And when I was able to get back out there and do things in a new church where I moved, and connecting with people, it made all the difference for me. I am not immune to any of the same things that any other person is. And if they're feeling like they're stuck, get out to people. And another is find coaching. We have several good coaches on our website that are listed there. And if you're not sure, email me and tell me your situation, and I will help you match up with a coach that matches. Because we have engineers to pastors who can coach.
Yeah.
And anything in between, there's just so many varying ways that the coach can connect with you and help you. Wow. So that helps you get unstuck. If you haven't done a second level retreat yet, do one of our second level retreats. And you're not treated the same.
Yeah.
You are not greeted like you were greeted on your initial weekend. You know, you're greeted a lot better. We work together. It's a together, and just the staff knows where it's going because they have trained for it and you don't. Other than that, we're all doing that together, and the second levels are awesome. Deeper level, if you can afford it, is get into a two-year program.
Mm-hmm.
Doing things in a cohort, doing this work in a cohort of men in a two-year program is quite helpful. There are a lot of men who still meet post 2 year. They have their own groups and they still meet post 2 year. Those guys keep each other's edge sharpened.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Those are some of the ways, you know, to get unstuck when you're by yourself here out in the crucible world.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. I love that. Yeah. One of my really good friends, Jay Goldberg, he went through the 2 year program and he's still meeting after all these years. He's still meeting with that group. There's a bond, I think, that gets formed in that money can't really buy, even though you are paying for it. So,
right.
But it's a special bond. It really is.
You know, I had a coach tell me, and I'd like to address the money thing for a second because I even wrote about it a little bit in our latest news article. I don't like to talk the money route. I came from a place of scarcity. And then I worked for a Christian school for so long where it was scarcity. It was, well, we can't order new books this year. We're going to have to wait another year. Or can't have new uniforms for that team. We got to go one more year with those uniforms. And
yeah.
So I get that feeling, right, of money. But I remember when I was being coached by a coach outside of the organization, and his price was steep, and it was not the sales pitch. It was, when was the last time you actually invested in yourself, besides buying a sports car or something like that? Mm-hmm. When's the last time you truly invested in making you a better you? And I've also heard from men who attend our weekends that if you did this on the corporate level, this would be 3 to 4 times more than what you're charging now.
Oh, my goodness,
So they just don't know the value of that. And it's difficult, I know. Sometimes for some men, I remember seeing the two-year program for the first time when I had done my retreat, and it's like, wow, sticker shock, I don't know.
Yeah.
But that investment in yourself will pay dividends, maybe not financially, but eternally.
Absolutely.
And that's the piece that you really want to invest in.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, my goodness, I love that. So it's not even what is it costing, it's what wouldn't you pay to become the man you want to be or the woman
exactly.
you want to be. I love
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Man, we're so easy and quick to neglect ourselves in this life, you know?
Absolutely.
And the impact we can have. So I appreciate that, Byron. All right. Any final messages, final words that you'd like to share about leadership management?
Yeah, in terms of leadership too, we have some leadership tracks, and you can get in touch with me. There's various ways that if you want to step into crucible leadership, you can do that. But there's no pressure to. I've seen many men go through and think, okay, my next step is, if you look at the management world, there's always this ladder. And, oh, my next step is I must be a manager. Well, maybe you're not cut out to be a manager, but that's what I'm supposed to do. As a man, I'm supposed to be going on up this ladder. And Crucible has a beautiful leadership program. Gives away leadership more than anything I've ever seen. And we really support. But it's a long path. It's a long, deep path. And not every man, just because he's a leader, needs to follow the path of leadership in Crucible. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean we don't want them. It just means, is it, we go back to yourself. What's the persona and what's your true leadership? So we love to have leaders continuing to build, young leaders. We have several in track that will be retreat leaders over the next 2 years, and we're excited about that. But we don't, not everybody has to do it. You can take those leadership skills and go do it in your life out there in the world. And so that'd be what I would encourage and give a challenge around your leadership.
Oh, that's great. Wow. Thank you, Byron. Thank you so much. And thank you for being on this episode today. I have a feeling we're going to hear more from Byron. So if you're listening in, keep listening in and watch for his name to come up, because it's gold every time. So thank you so much, Byron. Uh-huh. And so as we finish up this episode today, we hope that you will connect back in. We know life is a journey, and what an amazing opportunity that we get to do it together through Crucible. Thank you all for listening.